Hey, my babe.
Okay, I want to backtrack for 1 minute. So this is what I want to. We spoke about in the Gemara, Rav Huna's Kavod Chomer. Rav Huna brings the Kavod Chomer that if Chuppah is Goymer, if Chuppah is Goymer, I mentioned this in the Chuppah is Goymer, which means if you have Kesef Kiddushin, and then you have Chuppah, like Rashi says, Chuppah is Goymer, it creates a new kin in the Isha that now he yarshins her, and now it can be made for her Nidorim. It's halachic ramifications of Chuppah accomplishes, and that's called Chuppah Goymer. So if Chuppah is Koyin Ba'alma, which means it's Goymer, which means it works after the Kiddushin, so it should work. It should work as a Kenyan even without the Kiddushin. Right? Which we said, what's the Kavod Chomer? If Kesef can't be Goymer, Kesef doesn't work after Kesef, and yet Chuppah does, so you see that Chuppah is a stronger Koyach than Kesef, right? You can't have Kesef Kiddushin and then have Kesef to create a Nisuin. It doesn't work. But Chuppah does create a Nisuin. You know what I'm talking about? Oh. So you see Chuppah is a stronger Koyach than Kesef. Oh, we learned Kiddushin this year, right? You see Chuppah is a stronger Koyach than Kesef. The Kavod Chomer, Kesef, which does great Kiddushin, Chuppah great Kiddushin. That was the Kavod Chomer. And the Oilam was bothered with the Kasha. It was bothered with the Kasha, which is basically like this. You know, Bishlam, if you can prove Chuppah works in a place where Kesef doesn't. So you see, there's a precedent for this idea that Chuppah is stronger than Kesef. And from that, you can build the Kavod Chomer that Chuppah should work for Kiddushin, which is what we're doing. It says, but let's look at what. Where do you see Chuppah stronger than Kesef? You only see it in one place, by the Nisuin, right? So L'Chaira, what your guys kind of was, L'Chaira, that's the pshat. Chuppah, you see from there, Chuppah has a stronger Koyach HaKinyan than Kesef does. The pshat that Chuppah works for Nisuin and Kesef doesn't, is because the whole nature of Nisuin is not to create a new Kinyan. The whole nature of Nisuin is to have a Hanhagas Ishus, that after we have Kedushin, now, you have to go and create a marriage on all these issues, right? Like the Rambam, like we saw in the Rambam, he brings her into his house, Achnasa LeBeisoi, and now, so the reason Chuppah works for that and not Kesef is because Chuppah is Achnasa LeBeisoi. He said Achnasa LeBeisoi, that's what Chuppah is, to be sure to say. So it's not something which is not Bishlam of you making a Kinyan. This is called a Kinyan. Right, every time the Gemara we're comparing Kinyon, if it works to be part of the Hexation, it should work for here. If it works for this, it should work for here. But if here it's not the Pshat of Kinyon, or if here it's the Pshat on Agassishus, now that the condition works, now you have an Agassishus. So Chuppah works for that, because it doesn't work for that. We can't bring that as a Raya now, that Chuppah should work in a different place, just because Kesef works in a different place. Meaning to say, the reason Chuppah works in Suin is not because it's stronger, it's just because that's the only thing which makes sense to create the Nisuin. The Nisuin's got a new kid, and the Nisuin's, now this Isha, it's a Gemira.
That's a special quality.
That's what everybody, it's a special quality that only works for that. So I saw, because that's what it is. Because the definition of Chuppah is not the Nisuin. No, we're comparing it to Kesef. We're comparing it to Kesef. Yeah, but that's the Kasha was Kesef. But listen to this, 1 second. So I saw afterwards in the Abiyaz on the Rambam. He brings the Rambam. The Rambam he says does not pass like Rav Huna. Now if you were learning about Gemara, it sounds like he passed like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said a Kavod Chomer. Rava asked two kashas on the Kavod Chomer, and Abai answered the kashas. So it sounds like the kashas were answered up. Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Huna. So Jacques says, you know why? Because really it's Machlekes Rav and Abai. Machlekes Rav and Abai. Rav didn't hold the Rav Huna. Rava wasn't mekabel by his answers. Yeah? And when you have a machlokes Rav and Abaye, you pass like Rav. What's the machlokes Rav and Abaye? So listen to what he says. So first he asks, first he says like what you guys said.
He wasn't just knocking out there.
He wasn't just talking about this. He said, listen, Mashenken Chupa Gupa, who lack mice in the suin. Yeah, he compares it to the also. He is a Kenyan. He says it is a Kenyan. But Chupa, why is Chupa different? Because Chupa. Kupa gupu who rak mice in the suin kshay the base isho. It's a mice in the suin. She comes into the house, she leaves the father's house because it's a husband's house. That's what the chupa is by definition. Umishum kach sogi b'chupa achas ala kiddushin v'ani suin l'ravuna damar chupa koina. Yeah, he's going in Ravuna sheet that accomplishes both. But this is what he said. Umat indir. Shizel beer kushes rubber to get to the bayi. This was Rubber's cash in the bayi then. The rubber hiksha, what did rubber ask in the Gemara? Klum chup gomeris ela yudei kedushin? That was rubber's cash. How can you learn out the chupa ba'alma to chupa khan? Chupa ba'alma only works by day kedushin. What do you mean to ask rubber? The chiga min chupa shloya yudei kedushin, the chupa yishal yudei kedushin? That was rubber's cash. So we learned that, you know, you know, just translate it literally, you know. You get a bear, one time it's only working after the Kedusha, one time it's working without the Kedusha. He says, you know what Rabbi meant to ask? Behind the slave the chupa shaka Kedusha ain't the Kenyan kalikar. Rabbi meant to ask, you're kasha. How are you comparing chupa after the Kedusha to chupa without Kedusha? You know why chupa works after the Kedusha? Because chupa is not the pshat, a new Kenyan. Chupa after Kedusha ain't a Kenyan kalikar. Ven shayak lemel of mizesh and chupa koina. You can't put that into a kava chaymer. To become welcome, you have shalomai that kinyan chupa shalom matzino. We don't have such a thing. Yeah, them it's already to buy a rafuna nami yoke kamar. Uma kesher sheinu goy macher kesher koyne. That's my answer. Chupa shalomer is ain't no idin shetiklin. What do I mean? Baruch Hashem Soivet shkam chupa da acher kiddushin who kam kin geder kinyan b'shayich achnis goy ba kava chaymer. Well, the male of al chupa betchilas kinyan. Rav Shach says that the machlokes Rav and Abaye is this whole discussion we're having. That's good what they're arguing about. Rav is saying you can't bring a raya from chupa after kiddushin because chupa after kiddushin is not a kidding but not like the reason chupa after kiddushin. Yeah, the reason chupa works then is because chupa by definition is achnas from the shulchan, and I'm bringing a thing. They're now living beishus. So you can't learn out kinyonim from there. What are you learning out? It should work as a kinyon kedushin. That's not what it is. By definition, that's not what it is. On that, the Baye is saying, no, that's not what Ravuna holds. That's what you hold. That's not what Ravuna holds. Ravuna holds. Then no, that's called a kinyon mamish. That's what Baye is saying. That's the Rav. Ravuna has a different view of the cloud than what the Rav is saying. Rav is saying, like most of the Oilim said here, if Baye is doing a chadish jim, that's not what Ravuna held. So Rishav goes through given rise, and that's why the Rambam passes like Rava, because the Rambam takes on that chup is not a special kinyan. Chup is on how to say issues. That's what he says.
Okay, so Rava is saying in Ravuna?
Rava is asking Rav, why is saying it in Ravuna?
That's how Rava understands Ravuna.
As he says, the Sheikh is the Rambam, the Paisik, the Loik Ravuna. The Chupa ain't a Koina. He doesn't bask Ravuna. Why? Shalom is a Rabbi, and I get a Baye. Because if you bask like Rabbi, can I get a Baye? The ain't Chupa Geder Kinyan. Which he brings, you know, so obviously, he's moderate from this, whatever. Right. Because the Chupa is not the Geder of a Kinyan. The Chupa is just the Geder of an Hogas Ishus. So you can't build Kava Chaymas with that. The reason it works by the student is a specific reason why it works by the student. For the definition, that's what it accomplishes. It accomplishes an analogous issue. You can't prove the kinyonim from there. Mashen, and that's the Rabbi passing like Rabbi. That's the chat. Of Rabuna held, the Baya held. No, that's not the Pshat and Chuppah. Pshat and Chuppah is a new Kenyan.
And even though it
affects Kenyan, that we could already learn out, Kaba Choymer. If it works here, if it doesn't work here, the food of the food.
Even though it affects his ability to be Mefer and then it affects his ability to be Yorisher, that's still not considered a Kenyan.
Oh, it's very good. So you know what he said? The way he says something over here. Listen to this. Very good. So he says, like this. He says, very good. He says,
Meaning, the
Rambam's learning. It's not a Kenyan with an asthma. It affects halachic things. Yeah. The Kenyan was the Erison. Just in order. It's totally right. It's the Kenyan. That those napkin
are the
Erison eventually ending up in a Hanogas Ha'ishas. But it's not the Pshat that was a new Kenyan which created new things.
Is it the Kenyan?
That's right. According to Baye, it is. The way. What?
He's saying no. Exactly.
No, so Rob, he's saying that's the machlokes. He's saying that's the machlokes.
Then according to that machlokes, we don't even need the mishnah. Then it's not a kash. Why it's not the mishnah machlokes? The mishnah is just kinyonim.
According to Rav, sure not a kash. That's right.
We don't need anything.
Kash was only on Ramona. That's what he's saying. That's the machlokes that's over the bay. Rav doesn't hold like a rule. A bay is coming to explain to us what Ramona wants. That's right. Now, we don't have time to get into this right now, but it still needs thought. It sounds like the way he's setting it up, the way the Aviyaj is setting it up, it sounds like Machlokes Amiroyim. It sounds like Machlokes Amiroyim, whether Chup is a Kenyan or not a Kenyan. I don't think that's going to work out with what we've learned a month ago on that gimbal. Remember what we learned? Well,
the properties of the kinyan. They've got no properties of the kinyan. They've got properties of the kinyan that are
together with Eris.
Yeah,
but I don't know. We learned. So I'm not sure though. How? I don't know. I'm not sure how it works out with what we learned.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it will work as a full blown.
Right. Oh, well, it does. It depends. According to the Chari, it does. Because he's taking it and flying it to. That it should work by itself. Right. Which means he sees it as. But I'm just saying, I don't know if this works out. Do you remember what we learned from Chaim Shmulevitz like a while ago? We learned that as Machlokes Rishayim the Machlokes is. The Rambam says two things. The Chnos, the Rishayim, and Yichud. And we said, some Rishonim say one, Rambam happens to say both. Some Rishonim say one, some Rishonim say the other. You remember that Machlokes? We tightened up that Machlokes as being whether it's a kinyan or not a kinyan. No? You have the Chaim Shmulevitz here? Jimmy, can you remind him?
I might have.
Let me borrow that for 1 second. If you remember, two pages.
No.
He said, "Nechugu avishoinim the mahusa shel chuppa. Yichud b'ayin lachnos lebeisai or yichud b'ayin yichud. Is chuppa yichud or is chuppa lachnos lebeisai?" He brings down here machlekes avishoinim. And he teaches up Machlokes Rishonim. Look at the last paragraph on the right hand side. Isn't that three? The Tali B'Mahut, yeah. Here I learned the Tali B'Mahut is still Chuppah. Oh, you have to know. The Chuppah, I knew Yichud in Bezet Torah is Maisa Kenyan. I look all of my Yisun, I did Chilat in the Yigish. Masha, I can Yichud, Abi, I can ask the Shus, I have the point of the Torah is Maisa Kenyan. Now, the Maisa Kenyan is in Yisun, Rachnas, Harus, and the Beisai. he's teaching not machlokes rishonim, whether it's a ma'aseh kinyan or not. I don't think that way of learning will fit into our way of learning now, because machlokes rishonim, it can't be a machlokes rishonim. I mean, even though sometimes it's tempting to say, ah, kavaldik, that's a machlokes rishonim. These rishonim are like Rava, and these rishonim are like Abaya. That'd be beautiful. But that's very, very shred to say, because if you're the Rishon Lechaira who holds that Chofer is kin, and you mean to say that both Abaya and Rava agree with you. You don't mean to say, well, this is what I hold, but it doesn't fit with Abaya. And if you did mean to say that, you would, you know, you got to speak that out. The pashtus is that it depends. There are people that do this. So take the Chofer Rishon and plug into my Rav. My Rebbe never did it. But the pashtus is that's not what they're saying. So it could be that in a Chanami, the way Rav Shach learned the Chodesh Marah, and Rav Chaim Shlomitz would not learn the Chodesh Marah, because he's learning the Chodesh Rishonim that way. I'm not sure if the two go hand in hand, but whatever, that's, we'll see more, maybe we'll try to work that out. Maybe there's a way to work it out, but you know what I'm saying? At least our regular Akas, it seems to be a totally different way of looking at the, you know what I'm saying? The Rishonim arguing in the Chodesh, well, it's a Kenyan now. Yeah. Ah, this is what you even have this one written down.
You got this one.
Yeah. Because I thought you. Where's the book? Yeah, anyway. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
But you're ready for the other one.
That's not true. There were days when you. Anyway, I'm just pointing. Yeah, okay. So that's something to keep in mind. But that's what he says, and that's the Oyel Meir was bothered by this. So it's the Shmack of fine afterwards. Okay. Now we have to finish the run. Yeah, let me borrow yours tomorrow, because I don't know the money.
Right there.
Yeah? There you go. Oh, Shkoyer. That's over, guy. Thanks. Wait, this is yours? Where did you get it? You always buy this time. That's what I do with yours.
We always tell
the kids that they're not allowed to do it. No, the kids do it. And they scare the other kids. No. The sound. And they still think it's always, we're very strict about it, you know. But I was away from Shabbos. And like the kids started to do it, and then one kid did it. So real. The whole table jumped up, and then it stopped in the middle, like the was looking around. And Mamish, he felt very bad after, like he didn't realize that. But it was Mamish. Whatever, I didn't realize that it's that loud or that. I got stuck. I'm an abuno, flip a coin, and it's over. The end of the round.
The round was out there,
right? Yes. At the bottom. Where after we left off.
Right.
For high lishna, that's what I'm talking about. Mine is a little period there. For high lishna, the Armin and Tzveka, you see it? You don't see it? For high lishna, towards the end of the line over there, like 5 lines up from the bottom, 6 lines up from the bottom. For high lishna, Armin and Tzveka heavy, the Kaishina midrabanon, the Sapkali tuho. The Gemara says that in the case of Nasan Uva Amrihi, Veika Hadi, Bechashinim Gebara. Those are the words of the Gemara. So the Ran says, Mesafka Mituva, The cave in the speaker, we have in the speaker, the rice. What do the words in the Gemara mean? It's a sopik and we're choshish mid rabbon. Hooray, if it's a sopik, then it's a sopik d'oraisa, correct? We're talking about kedushin, we're talking about the Asian dish d'oraisa. If it's a sopik, it's a sopik d'oraisa. Ve'ezik omer d'chashin mid rabbonon. Ham d'oraisa namik l'meichash. What's going on? So right away, I don't want to get into this now, but much later on, in the Daf Yarif, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, which is at the very end of the first parak of Kedushin, there's a Ran, which we'll get to it. The Ran brings down the big machlokes rishonim. A sopik d'oraisa, we know a sopik d'oraisa is l'chumra, but the Rambam holds that sopik d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam is raised to this from different Gemaras. One Gemara is at the end of our parak. Meaning that on a deraisa level, sabbat deraisa is l'kula. The Rabbanim said, you have to be machmir if it's sabbat deraisa. Which is very different than saying sabbat deraisa l'chumra means, the Torah said, you have to be machmir.
So sabbat you're okay technically. But you have your
deraisa, you're okay. Right. Now, the Ran's kasha here, the Ran's asking a kasha, the Ran's asking
kasha. Sabbat could be yes. When you have a suffix, it could be
right, yes. Right, but in the right, you're allowed to be naked. That's the din. So in the Rabbanim, they said, you're machmir. So, one second. So, the Ran's asking a kasha here, I don't understand. If it says, Sveikahu, why is it saying me the Rabbanon? The Ran's kasha is the Ran's Lushi Tosa, the mitzvah is from an ars over here speaks this out. That the Ran by us is Lushi Tosa to the Ran at the end of the Perek. Because the Ran holds, Sabbath the right to the Chumrah means exactly that, Sabbath the right to the Chumrah. Masha'en came, according to the Rambam, is Kasha, not a Kasha. Sveikul, Bachashin read the bottom, that's correct. So much so that the Meiri says over here that this Gemara is a right to the Rambam. Sabbath the right to Bachashin read the bottom. Here the verse. Later on, we'll see the other, later on, we'll see the Ran's Mairich on this, all the different rites and the different Gemaras, we'll see much later on, but to know the machlekes now is very important. And that's the Ram's kasha, is because that's the Ram's sheet. According to the Rambam, but the Ram's asking not a kasha at all. Other Rabbah, according to the Rambam, this Gemara is a riot. This Gemara is a riot, what the Rambam is saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
think
well, yeah, well, the Rambam, which, I mean, according to the Rambam it is, because he holds that that's oh, so one second. If you hold like the Ran, you have to get out of this. Oh, so let's see. The Ran's going to do something else with the Gemara. That's right. That's true. The Ran's going to have to do something else with the Gemara. But I'm just saying, the Ran's only the quiz to do something else with the Gemara. Because if he holds some of the rice, will come and mean the rice. The Rambam holds their bottle will say, yeah, the Gemara's fine. What's the problem? And then the Miri Taka says, according to the Ram, the Gemara makes perfect sense. Yeah, but according to the Ran, it's schwer. Because the Ran holds. Yeah, so the Ran holds by itself is schwer because so the right will come into the Reisen. Why calling him the Derbon? He says like this. First he says, Pshat and the Rif. Rabbi Mufasi, Kosa, Beloshin, Azeh, Belochis, Vimnosin, Uba, Omni, Chashin, Vida, Bonin, Uchri, Forget, Beloch, Kosa, Sveiko. The Rif leaves out the word Sveiko, Vinir, Ishu, Soy, there. The Chiyam, Minan, Sveiko, who laughed up. The Medina Pshita Londalay Abdi Kedushi. Came into Amrahi. Ella Shakama Khmir Badova Basuk is topic. He says the first third of the Kasha is the Rif. What's the terrace? The Kasha is if you're calling it a Sveika, how could you call it the Rabbanan? The terrace is Rif Mashma. It's really not a Sveika. And a Kanami. It's not a topic. The right is Posh to us. It's Posh to us. That Nasimuba Amrahi is no good. Just their bottom of Machmir. Why were they Machmir? They were Choshish, that it looks like a real Kedushin. Maybe they were Choshish to what the Ran said before, that it looks like a Shtika Koydah. I think somebody says that. The Pshat in the Ran here is what he said before. That their bottom made a Chopper because it looks like a Shtika Koydah. But it's a Chum and Midarbonon. Really, not in Huva Amrihi. Midarbonon, so we know is no good.
So guy,
and that's why the Gemara says Rabbon.
Another guy comes along. That's
yeah, that's Midarbonon. Right, that's a Chum and Midarbonon. that she needs to get from both. From the Gerai is an economy. She would only marry to the second cash.
Only marry to the second
cash. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, okay, right. It would depend on that. So what? This is one mahalik. This mahalik we saw, because this mahalik, because Nish said, has to be the mahalik of Toysis a blot ago. Because Toysis a blot ago said, that's what it says, Kiyigach. What Tyson said, why do you need Kiyigach for? Tyson said, he said, you need Kiyigach because maybe without Kiyigach you might have thought that Nasanu of Amrihi is okay. Kamash when Kiyigach says it's not okay. Remember that Tyson? You have to remember the Tyson. Tyson is a Dalit of the base. This, what we just learned down the round, is very important for the Tyson. On Dalit of the base, Tyson says, Dir Masla Hecha, the last three lines of Dir Masla Hecha. But Tzarek Loima, the Yava Ladide Labdafka, Trabiyam Akabal Kedushin, and the Ritulayim of Amra. Tyson says, the Gemara which told us that Ki Yikach Veloy Ki Sikach, the Gemara which told us that you have to have Ki Yikach, because without Ki Yikach you would think that she can do the Kedushin. Tyson says, the Havinah's verb is never that she can give it, because we know he gives it. It goes to the father. Who's giving it to her father? Him. So what was happening to the mother, Tosha says? That she can say. Which means Tosha is learning, Ki Yikach teaches you that Nasanu of Amr, he is no good. Yeah? That's what Tosha is saying about. So we asked then, Rav Simcha Dosoy asked, because Nisha asked, the Gemara Blatt later says it's a Sufik. According to this Malach and the Rif, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, according to Malach and the Rif. Tosha is not down and based on the Raisa. He's talking about the psukim, he's talking about the drashim. The right is sick and no good. Now what Chagam Mara says, Chashim mit the bottom, just means the chumim mit the bottom. Going to Tyson the Chayra, you have to say this mouth. Right? Remember that? You with me? You did this a while ago already, probably. No, where are you holding now?
I did for Akshani.
Oh, you did for Akshani. Oh, this is a whole different... Okay, fine. Very good. It's okay, all right. You're more familiar than if you weren't. Okay. So that's fine. That's what the Rif is mashma. So the Ran says that's what the Rif is mashma. The Rif left out the word snake. And the Chazanish says that's what they have to say for Tosfos over there. But the Ran doesn't like it. Why? Is that the Ran? Lishna de Sveiko hula pizel erati shapir. The Gemara says Sveiko. So if the Gemara says Sveiko, it's not so gishmak. Because learning like this means you're learning it's not a real stuff. I think where is Mashmi is a real Sufik. If a Rambam crosses, most of all, me, I raise him to Kudesh is a Sufik. So he's giving me their bun and cloud. It's Mashmi is a Sufik. Well, the Sufik Kedusha. So the Ran is saying it's Mashmi is a real Sufik. If it's Mashmi is a real Sufik, we're back to the problem. If it's Mashmi is a real Sufik, okay, and if you hold like the Ran, that a Sufik Doraisa, so the Chumra means that the real thing Doraisa. So why in the world is Agamotter calling it a Durabana? The Ran's back to his problem. You follow? You can get out of it by learning like the Rambam that the whole thing's only a Durabana. You can get out of it by learning like the Rif that it's not a real snake. But the Ran's not learning either of those two things. Because the problem for the Ran still exists. So how's he going to get out of it? So the Ran, Lefichach, and he must stop it for whole stuff in Kedusha. It's true to get me the right. Maybe my whole assumption that when you have a suffix kedushin, it creates a suffix or raisa, that you would need to get to a raisa, maybe that whole assumption is not even true. Why not? It's suffix or raisa, isn't it? Dr. An, the epsher, the raisa sharinam, it could be on the raisa level of takamutta. What do you mean? You, the Ran, hold that a Sufik Darais L'chumra is a Din Darais. You don't know like the Rambam Shita, that a Sufik Darais L'chumra is only a Din Darabanan. So what do you mean with Darais B'mutter? He says, the reason is, Mishum De'ika L'meimar Hamed Ishal Cheskosa. There's such a thing called Chazaka. Chazaka means when you have a Sufik, you can use the Chazaka to pass. So here you have a Sufik condition. this Isha is a Chezkas Penuda, because she's been unmarried till now. Chazaka tells you to, if you have a suffix, if the status quo changed, Chazaka tells you to keep the status quo. That's the concept of Chazaka. So he's saying, on a Doraisa level, you would go after the Chazaka. And he brings a riot. The Mayishnah is called Tekut Mamayinah. Why is there any different than every time the Gemara has a Shailin Mamanah? Right? Al Shailacha in Mamanah, you know, what's the din? And the Gemara leaves it in a Tekut. Yeah. The Mamayinah, right? Zarmin and Bey, we say over there, Hamin Maman Al Chizkasai. We leave the Maman in its Chazaka. We leave it in the Muksuk.
Just a technical issue.
Oh, 1 second. Oh, I'll get to what you're saying in a second. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. All right, so let me stop and speak out. Let me. I'm going to tell you what's bothering me. 1 second. Before we be right on the Ran. The Ran's going to address this in a minute. What's the Ran saying? They're just like, you have a take on the Gemara. You have a take on the Gemara. What do you say? Ruben might owe Shimon $100. He might not owe Shimon $100. Take on. Depends on the din. What do you say? Ruben keeps the money. Ruben keeps the money means you go after the Chazaka. If you go after the Chazaka there, you go after the Chazaka here. It's also Doraisa. The Shiloh, whose mom it is, the Shiloh of Geneva. Oh, 1 second. That doesn't mean Chazaka. The difference between Chazaka and Muksa. A Muksa means, like Zimri was saying, I might have got a variety. If you're holding the money right now, I don't have a right to take it out. But that's not necessarily mean that when we have a subject condition, you could all of a sudden be makel. A mukzuk on the money. Chazaka means I can task and that this is what happened. Over here, you don't necessarily see chazaka. All you see is that if you mukzuk the money, you don't take it out from the guy. So how's the Ran bringing it as a ride? That's what you're asking. So look at the next line in the Ran. It's about it. This is why the Ran speaks out what he's about to speak out. Because of Yemizkash. He says, the scheme of our Kol Gedolei Achorim, everybody holds, Sha'afilu Tokfoi Toiveya Moitzin Oisei Miyadoi. What's around one? Reuven might owe Shimon money, might not owe Shimon money, right? The din is, it stays by Reuven. Yeah? It's a suffix, it's a staple. What if Shimon now grabs? Okay, guys, he took it. Shimon took it. What's the din now? It's up to that. If it would be just a vart in, when I have a suffix, I can't take it out from the muksuk. So Shimon, now that Shimon's holding the money, it is just a bit of a chance that it belongs to him as it belongs to Reuven. He did the wrong thing by taking it from Reuven, true. But the Chara Bez would have no right to take it out from him now. So Shimon's also, now Shimon's the Muxer. But the din is we do take it out. The din is we do take it out. Zokhtaran, whatever. Nah, that's not why. No, Zokhtaran, why do you take it out from Shimon? Why? So that's what the Ran wants. The Ran comes to explain what bothered Yirmi. Because it's not just a din of, you know, Reuven's muksuk in it now, we can't take it out from Reuven. It's more than that. It's that Reuven is the Murakama, Reuven had this thing, which means he has a chazoka that it is. So therefore, even if Shimon takes something, take it out from him and we'll be back to Reuven. So it's more than just a muksuk in the Murakama. It's a chazoka that belongs to him. As we say, Cheskes Murakama. What's a Cheskes Murakama? It's more than just a muktzah on it right now. It's a chazaka that I was the first one with it. The chazaka said it stays by me. So much so, even if Shimon grabbed it, now Shimon wants to say, Mr. Ran, right? No, we're giving it back. So the Ran's saying, I see from there that you can use chazaka to pass from the Shaila. So he says, Hakanami, here also, Midina Yisrael Lamei Machi, Midaraisu, we should say, Cheskes Penuya, Mishatein Mutarisli Nasei, it should be motivated to get married. So the Rabbanan came and they were machmir because Erva. That's why the Gemara says it's a sveika. But when the Chosh is Rabbanan, yes, it's a sveika. But with the Raisa Chazbaka, we're passing the Shaila for them. So why are we being machmir? We're being machmir with the Rabbanan. Unbelievable. Yeah? Okay. I want to wait till the Kivegas for tomorrow because to start it now, we're going to do it too rushed. But, just to set it up the Kivegas, okay? the big question is, what is the Ran going out of his way to prove his point? You can go back Azaka. Why? Because we see that in case of the moment, we go get it back to... If the Ran needed a ride, then Chazaka works. I mean, there's a fairy sugar motor that there's such a thing as Chazaka. We all know there's such a thing as Chazaka. The one Chulun says, how do you know Chazaka be the Raisa? When you check the behemoth, you assume it's got whatever the Gemara is. Where brings Raya to Chazaka? Where brings Raya to the concept of Raya, to the concept of Chazaka? The Ran wants to put this as such a thing as Chazaka. That's why he's talking about a case of Teiku when somebody has the money. What's the Ran? What did he need to sell that for? What's he trying to prove? And the Ram wanted to prove that there's such a thing called Chazaka. You should have brought it before. You should come on Chulun that says there's such a thing as Chazaka. And the Gemara learns it out. I think it learns it out from Shechting of Behemoth, of the Chesed Kashrus. It's still the Chesed Kashrus with Shrita. This first very cool. The Ram trying to prove something more than just, you know, this Chazaka. And that's why he's after picking on a case of Mum and the Teiku. So we have to understand what that is. What does the Ram want? You hear what I'm asking? What does the Ram really want? So that's the Mikidek. So if you have fun today, look at it inside. That tomorrow you'll appreciate it even more. You guys saw your sword inside already, right? You don't get even to the whole thing. Just the first paragraph and the third paragraph. Because he brings other rides from other places. But it's okay to us, the first paragraph and the third paragraph. Yeah. Quiet.